last month's state legislative races, Democrats got more than half the votes cast. But they'll be in the minority in both the House and Senate, and 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter reports that in many races, voters had no choice at all.
So now, I give to you the next senator from the 38th District and the Senate of Pennsylvania, Lindsey Williams!
Lindsey Williams won the 38th State Senate District by just one percentage point on election night. But the race would have been notable even if she'd lost, just for being close. Two-thirds of this year's state Senate races were either statistical blowouts, where the margin of victory was over 10%, or contests where the winner had no major party opposition. Things were even more lopsided on the House side. There were 203 seats up for grabs, but over a third of them had only one major party candidate. When it comes to such races,
I would say that Pennsylvania is among the worst states of its partisanship.
That's William Adler. He's a computational research specialist at Princeton University's gerrymandering project. Adler says uncontested races aren't surprising in states that are dominated by one party, but Pennsylvania is much more evenly divided.
Now, if you look at more competitive states like Pennsylvania, which is about a 50-50 split, Pennsylvania ranks pretty high lately in terms of how many seats go uncontested, and it's been increasing over the decades.
In the past 40 years, Adler says, the number of races without two-party competition has more than doubled. Carol Cunaholm, who co-chairs the group Fair Districts PA, blames the decline in competitiveness on gerrymandering, the drawing of political districts to weaken a rival party.
When you see a lot of elections without competition, you know you have a gerrymandered map, because what you know is that people have been pushed into districts of one party or the other.
Twice as many Democrats as Republicans ran without a major party challenger. That makes life easy for the candidates, but it's bad for their party. After all, Democrats will be a minority in the House and the Senate, even though Dems got 54% of all the votes cast in state legislative races this year. One problem for Democrats is their voters cluster in urban areas. That makes lumping them together easy. Democrat Wayne Fontana won his city Senate seat with over 86,000 votes and no opponent at all. Just next door, Lindsey Williams squeaked by in her district, which included Republican suburbs and Democratic neighborhoods in Pittsburgh. Cunaholm says the legislative map is drawn to avoid that kind of result wherever possible.
The fact that there are far more Democrats in those kinds of districts than Republicans suggests that the Democrats have been packed in very tightly to minimize their impact in other districts.
State legislative districts are drawn after each census by a commission picked by leaders in both parties. A tie-breaking member is added by the state Supreme Court, which was in Republican hands last time. The court is now mostly Democratic, and Republican State Senator Jake Corman says he favors overhauling the map-making process. He's the majority leader, and he says that when districts are dominated by just one party, elected officials don't worry about more moderate voters. Instead, they spend time appeasing the most vocal members of their own party.
As the majority leader, my job is to get votes. And it's a lot easier to get votes from people who are considered about general elections than just primaries.
Earlier this year, the Senate passed a bill to have district lines drawn by an independent citizens commission. Most reformers say that's the best approach, but the bill died in the House. Future prospects are unclear. Last month, Governor Tom Wolf created a commission to study line drawing. He invited House and Senate Republicans to name two of its 15 members. Corman said, no thanks.
We see this commission as an infringement upon our territory, so to speak. We will move forward on redistricting reform on our own, as we should, but we don't need a commission to do the job that the legislative branch is perfectly capable of doing.
One of Wolf's commissioners is Wesley Pegden, a Carnegie Mellon University math professor who studied legislative maps. He says he's surprised at how passions have ramped up.
It was naive of me, but I did not actually anticipate the commission itself, just the existence of it, becoming a political football. So I'm not sure what to expect will happen.
Pegden hopes the commission will provide advice for how to draw maps more equitably, but it has yet to meet. Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.